McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew, and you heard it right there, the music that leads us into Lisa Newell, the Gulf Breeze publisher, and I appreciate you joining us here on News Radio 92.3, as always.
Hey, good to talk to you, Bobby. We had quite a week last week, obviously. We all saw and heard the beautiful Blue Angels flying and punctuated by some thunderstorms, but fortunately, most of the shows went off without a hitch. I was able to go to the Blue Angels spouse's luncheon, which included the husband of one of the crew members this year. And it's an annual event they put on at Crabs. We got them on Pensacola Beach. What a great location to see the show right there, right by the pier. It is just, you know, it just goes right into your solar plexus to hear the sounds of the engines roaring. It's great, isn't it?
It definitely is. So I absolutely love hearing it. I was telling Andrew as the Blues started to fly, he turned to me and we both just like smiled real big. And I just said to him, I said, I can't help but smile every time they fly by. And he said, me too.
Yes.
And so it just gets right to you.
Let me tell you, being with those wives too and husband, and you see those, you know, death-defying acts that they're doing, I just wonder what is going through their minds to know that's their husband, or their spouse doing this this aerobatic trick. I would be a little bit nervous, but they all seem to take it in stride, which is great.
Yeah, that is good. So what else is going on in Gulf Breeze this week? What can we find in Gulf Breeze news?
In Gulf Breeze news this week, we have got a really interesting story about a girl. She looks like she could be on the cover of a fashion magazine. Beautiful 19-year-old girl who is had moved to the area recently. She is an accomplished taxidermist. Now, those are the things I would not really put together with a young girl. She is absolutely a very interested person. She's always wanted to know about anatomy. When she was about 9 years old, she started being a freelance taxidermist with, you know, just trying to learn about anatomy. She wanted to be able to rehabilitate animals, either working with sea animals or whatever. Anyway, at 19 years old, she just won this huge competition for this beautiful display that she did, and it is absolutely gorgeous. And it shows a gray fox, and it is so lifelike. It just looks like, you know, the beauty of nature. And, you know, I didn't realize everything that went into taxidermy, but, you know, from making the form to, you know, the tanning or the hides and, you know, creating the diorama that makes it look so realistic. It is very interesting, and she also teaches other people how to do taxidermy. So we have a very, very interesting story about her on the front page of the paper this week.
Hey, did you ask if she does people?
No.
Well, it'd be nice. You could be stuffed. When I die, I want to be stuffed and set in here. Yeah, I'm just kidding, Bobby. Yeah. And Bobby's
we've seen a lot of shark activity along the shoreline this summer, maybe because the water's staying a little bit colder. And so I do know that there's been a little bit of a debate about shark fishing along the shorelines. What's the update on that one in Gulf Breeze News?
Well, apparently the Gulf Breeze, the Santa Rosa County Commission kind of got a little testy. They have been getting a little testy about a lot of things lately, but shark fishing was one of the things that happened. Apparently there was some kind of a misunderstanding. I'm not sure where what happened, but there's a lot of conflicting information about what happened with a man who was shark fishing on Navarre Beach. They said he was in the middle of the day, that he was endangering the swimmers, et cetera, that he was by the pier. He said none of that's true. And so then there's been some debate about should they designate a swimming area that is off limits to shark fishermen. And a lot of people don't want to see any more regulations. So, you know, trying to figure out where the whole truth lies in this and how to protect people. Apparently they said that the sharks that they have seen are hammerheads, are not trying to target swimmers. They're really looking for other sea life. So, you know, we know there are sharks in that water every day. Whenever you go into the Gulf, there's what, you know, and the incidents of a shark attack are very, very rare. Now, I will remind you that Jaws 2 was filmed on Navarre Beach.
Yeah, that's right.
But that was not a real shark.
But that wasn't real, so yeah, we're okay with that. Real quick here, last question for you, Lisa. Cinemas in the Sand. This is, we can get the information in Gulf Breeze News pertaining to Cinemas in the Sand, but will you tell us a little bit about this?
Cinemas in the Sand is going to be Friday night, tomorrow night, at the Sunside, at the Gulfside Pavilion on Casino Beach. And you can go, and I think it starts at, I'm not sure what time it starts, but I think it's going to be at dark. And you can go and watch the movie The Sandlot. And so it's something fun to do. You know, we had so many things going on last week. This week is like a little bit on the light side as far as the calendar goes. But it's also a good time to go do some things like that, get out and, you know, without all the crowds. Another thing I think would be fun to do on Saturday is Ocean Hour. You know, you can go out and get in some get your exercise out in and go clean up the area. They have three different locations. One of them is going to be at the Graffiti Bridge. One of them is going to be at Bayfront Parkway. Another one is going to be on the Gulf Breeze side of the new Chaffee James Bridge. So those are all fun things to do this weekend to get out and improve our area.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Pick up a Gulf Breeze News near you, and you can find out all these details as well as some other stories as well, some new shopping centers and summer camps and all kinds of other things. So thanks, Lisa, for joining us here on News Radio 92.3.
You have a great week, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Sounds good. All right, Candy, why don't you give us a traffic update?
Okay, real quick, looking at traffic. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. It looks like you're not going to see any roadblocks. A couple of accidents. It looks like the one off of I-10, that's been cleared. The one in Gulf Breeze on 98's been cleared also. Executive Landscaping, big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. You can call 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. If you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
TSA is pausing the security checkpoint replacement at the Pensacola International Airport because too much traffic, too high of traffic in the area. And, you know, we were talking about this a little bit earlier on the show about how the traffic, I was at the airport recently, and like 5-6 years ago, you go to the airport and it was just a very quiet, peaceful, kind of a sleepy airport. Like, you could pretty much just stroll in there 20 minutes before your flight's about to board, and you would just go casually go through through security checkpoint. I mean, it was almost to the point where sometimes there were like other airports, you know, you have to take your shoes off and you got to do this and take this. And I mean, honestly, 5-6 years ago, they were kind of like, no, just come on through. You're good.
Right.
You know, and it was just like, it was like casual, as like trusting and everything. And then you just walk over to your gate, and, you know, yeah, it was a
plenty
full plane,
parking.
But still,
yeah, those were the days.
Parking was easy. It was just almost only 5 or 6 years ago. What happened? Things have gotten nuts. I was there recently, and I'm just like, what are all these people doing here? And
don't you have
and
jobs?
It's not just, exactly. Leave. Don't you have jobs? Go to your go back
That's
to
right.
work. But the thing is, it's not just tourists. We do know we have a record number of tourists hitting the beaches every single weekend,
and we're so happy to have you here.
And we
go ahead.
And we
we love you.
And I mean, big for our economy. We need you. So I'm not saying go away. What I'm saying is, I think it's time for us to expand the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we need some airport expansion. And I hear the TSA can't even replace their checkpoint systems and equipment because it's too busy, too many people coming through. So, and I do think there are some plans to expand the airport, but it's like, oh my goodness, it's just getting so busy right now. And that just is a reflection, I think, of everything that's happened in Pensacola with more people moving here constantly. Real estate prices are going up. Rental prices are going up. We're seeing, you know, crowded beaches, crowded roads. I mean, I remember it wasn't that bad. It used to not be that bad to go to the mall. Now I pretty much avoid those roads around the mall, like the mall and Target. And
oh, my gosh,
It's like, oh, I don't
buy you a nine.
I have to go to this one store. What's the back way I can go? Like, to avoid all of that, right?
Yeah, we need helicopters.
because
that would make it better.
Cars.
But yeah, but it is flying
car,
flying right?
Cars.
No,
it's about time.
But you're absolutely right. Yeah, Cordova. There's still plenty of parking, and it is a great place to shop. But you're right. Yeah, it's much busier now.
Oh, it's just anyway. It's just a pain to get out of. If you're not now it's at the point where like I got to get out where a traffic light is, because if there's not a traffic light, I'm going to get in an accident.
No, that's true. It's hard to pull out, and sometimes people are not friendly to, which is good because they're obeying the traffic laws. But I know I always have to go to a traffic light to get out. I feel the same.
Just to get out around Cordova. Mm-hmm. So it's just getting really, really busy around the area. So yeah,
it's depending,
which affects rental rates. And I had a story just real brief. I don't have time to go into it, but basically, rental rates have increased. They have surpassed income increases. For example, since 2009, rental rates have increased 42%. All I have to do is ask you this question: has your income increased 42% since 2009? That's a definitive no.
I speak for everybody.
Yeah, you pretty much speak for everybody.
I do.
Yeah, it's not even a far-fetched thing to speak on behalf of everybody on that one and say no, they haven't. That just gives you a glimpse of how bad the rental market is. And this is nationwide. It's not just a Pensacola thing, but we do have a spike here because of all the growth that's been happening, all the people that have been moving here. So I thought that was kind of an interesting one to see, is that rental rates are far outpacing income. All right. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local,
okay,
dependable.
Here we go. Golf Wins Credit Union Money Market. Take one in 3, 2, 1.
Are you looking to safely grow your savings and move your future forward? Look no further than Golf Wins Credit Union's Money Market Account. You know, I saw their billboard the other day showing a rate of...
Whoa, 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 whoa. You can't say their money market rate on the radio. But yeah, it's a crazy rate. I opened an account last week.
Hold on. I can't say Golfwind's money market rate is...
Nope, can't say that. You can tell them about the big savings, like the script says, but you can't say the rate.
Okay. But people need to know this rate.
Yes, so read the last line.
Okay, golf wins, bigger savings, brighter future. Open your money market account at gogolfwins.com and move your savings forward today. Still can't believe that rate is...
Don't say it.
Federally insured by NCUA. See gogolfwins.com for full details.
You know that feeling when the car you drive...
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's this morning at 10, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know that feeling when the car you drive starts to turn? I don't mean starts to turn in the corner. I mean starts to turn into a car you don't want anymore. Like, you know it's getting to be too long. It's not really doing what it should. You sometimes wonder maybe even whether it's going to work properly, but you're always talking yourself out of replacing it. Well, if that's where you're at, go to Frontier Motors. Look around and see. So here's what's going to happen. You'll go, you'll try a couple of cars, you'll find something that you really love. You might find something that you love a little bit less, and then you have to make a decision, but that's okay. Because in the end, you'll come away with a car that you're happy to drive, and you should be happy to drive your car. You shouldn't be thinking, oh no, is it time? Well, if you're thinking that, it is time. Go to Frontier Motors, check it out, get a new car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, join Mike Dyson, the owner of Anytime Fitness on North 9th Avenue, to learn how you can have a gym membership that fits your life. From convenience, training, and tools, community, and support, Anytime Fitness is here to help you meet your fitness goals. The friendly staff will help you get started with a customized plan. Listen tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes approach, No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, but I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew today, and got a few texts pertaining to the Chappie James Bridge. Somebody sent over Wikipedia, the previous name of the bridge, Philip Dane Beale Sr. Memorial Bridge.
That's right.
Philip Dane Beale, which I remember, because I remember we were talking about, they were talking about changing the name to Chappie James Bridge, I was like, it's just going to be called Three Mile Bridge just like it is now. And somebody was like, it's not called Three Mile Bridge. It's got a name. And they told me at the time, and I guess it was the Philip Dane Beale Bridge. And then the next time I was on Three Mile Bridge, I had my GPS on because I was going somewhere in Gulf Breeze where I wasn't familiar with. And my GPS, when I was on the road, it showed you're on the Philip Dane Beale Bridge. And I was like, what?
And there are signs.
How does Apple Maps know this? And I didn't.
Right.
So,
but if you say that on air, people go, what in the hell are you talking about? Because everybody knows it as a three-mile bridge. So,
yeah,
when I do traffic, I'll say.
I do think this will help with Chappie James Bridge.
That's right. The more we say it.
They're doing the memorial at the front, and they're going to have the replica airplane that Chappie James flew.
That's right.
So I think that will actually help with people calling it Chappie James Bridge. But it's still going to be called Three Mile Bridge. Everybody's still
That's right.
Called
I'll
Three
use
Mile
both
Bridge.
Names while I'm doing traffic.
Okay.
So, and hopefully, and by the way,
people.
It's fine
I'm
right now.
You're going to confuse people. You're going to say, right. So the Chappie James Bridge, and people go, like, where's this? Is this some new bridge that was built? And they're like, yes, there was, actually. There's an eastbound and a westbound.
That's true. And the old one is still like the fishing bridge and all of that.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Turn it
yeah,
into
yeah,
a reef.
Absolutely. So, let's go ahead and get an update from, first of all, 81 degrees now here in the Pensacola area, chance of thunder. Oh, sorry, 83. It already jumped up to 83. That'll probably be about our high today, 83, 84. And then, chance of thunderstorms all throughout the day today and clouds are rolling in already. So, just looking at the ThreatNet radar, it's kind of doing some pop-up showers already in the area. So, there's an update right there. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
President Biden visiting Finland today after wrapping up a NATO summit in Lithuania. He'll be meeting with Nordic leaders, including Finland, Sweden, Norway, Iceland, and Denmark. Elon Musk has announced a new AI company. Musk says XAI will work to understand the true nature of the universe. And an Ohio plastic surgeon known as Dr. Roxy on TikTok, apparently no longer allowed to practice in the state. The Ohio Medical Board revoked the license from Dr. Catherine Graw yesterday.
Her lack of professionalism and poor judgment in delegating responsibilities to others appears to have significantly contributed to her falling below the standards of care.
And that's Dr. Jonathan Fabel, one member of the Ohio Medical Board. Apparently, she'd been live streaming surgeries on social media, and three surgeries went pretty badly wrong and had some serious consequences.
Oh, boy, I didn't know about that part. I saw the part where they had she'd been live streaming her stuff, and I was just going, are you kidding me? Like, why would you be doing this? So that was kind of a surprise. Going back to the XI, whatever artificial intelligence, it's supposed to examine the true nature of the universe. I'm like, it's going to do all this research and it's going to spit out humans are insignificant. That's what it's going to do. It's going to end result. Humans are insignificant is what the AI is going to come out with. So, thanks, David. Bud Light, according to a report, will not be restocked at Costco.
Wow.
When they sell out, that's it. That could be the death knell of Bud Light right there.
Maybe we'll get Bud Heavy.
Oh, instead of Bud Light.
Extra hops.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The Nordic family photo, President Biden wrapping up his European trip in Helsinki, welcoming Finland's president to NATO and the defense pact against neighbor Russia. While the Secret Service briefs Congress this morning on cocaine found in the West Wing, Fox is told Secret Service may have more to share about the inquiry and the FBI is now involved. FBI Director Christopher Wray testifies the Bureau is absolutely not protecting the Bidens or censoring social media. But presidential candidate RFK Jr. says a federal judge ruling revealed his COVID posts were targeted.
They did not find a single post that I did that was actually factually erroneous, not one. So they made up a new term called malinformation, which was information that is true, but it would discourage people from complying with the countermeasures.
Kennedy on Fox News Tonight with Piers Morgan will testify in Congress next week. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3. It is 83 degrees, partly cloudy in Pensacola right now. The Milton City Council entering contract negotiations with Scott Collins to replace outgoing city manager Randy Jorgensen. He spent about 45 minutes this week answering questions, including his thoughts on the new wastewater treatment plant project. He said he's looked into it, didn't see anything concerning, but did have some questions he'd like to see answered.
If you're here, you take ownership of the project. It is what it is, so I don't get to come in and say someone else did this. If I'm the person, then that's my project to follow up on. And we were pretty quickly, but I haven't seen project-specific concerns that scare me away from the project itself.
And ultimately, the council voted unanimously to offer Collins the job and enter contract negotiations. We're learning more this week about next year's spending plan for Escambia County. County Administrator Wes Moreno says the proposed budget comes in at $701,963,319. That's an increase of $47.5 million from this year's budget.
The second year of a three-year funding agreement with the sheriff is included in the fiscal year 23-24 budget, reflecting a total increase in the sheriff's budget of $5.3 million over the prior year. The sheriff's fiscal year 23-24 total general fund request is $82,781,928.
And Moreno says there's no change to the millage rates, no significant changes in tax levies are anticipated. The new fiscal year starts October 1st. Commissioners will likely approve the final budget in September. Governor DeSantis says Northwest Florida's in line for $187 million in grants to help rebuild, become more resilient. This is after Hurricane Sally. Escambia County now set to be a major beneficiary of these.
This is a great day. I mean, over $70 million of direct impact dollars in the county, and I think another 30 or 40 into the city, and that's going to really make a great difference here in our community.
That's Escambia County Commissioner Lumen May, and the county will receive $52 million towards a new ECAT transit facility as well as regional stormwater drainage improvements in District 2. Century getting $12 million to go towards a multi-use facility and shelter at the old Century High School gym, and the city of Pensacola receiving $39 million towards infrastructure improvements and renovations at Hollis T. Williams Park, the Port of Pensacola, and the Fricker Center. FHP says they're looking for information on a non-contact hit-and-run crash yesterday that happened on Highway 29 near Barano Park Road. They say a 55-year-old woman was driving a white car next to a semi-truck that had a car hauler trailer on it. The semi tried to change lanes and didn't see the car. The woman ended up driving off the road and hitting a tree. She suffered serious injuries. If you have any information on that crash, you should contact the Florida Highway Patrol. A voting rights group says they're disappointed by a federal judge's recent ruling. That from the League of Women Voters. They said yesterday that they were disappointed after a judge rejected their attempt to block parts of a new state voting law. The law requires those who register others to vote to provide receipts to the people they sign up. It also makes it illegal for some convicted felons to collect or handle voting applications. The League of Women Voters argued that both parts of the law should be blocked because they violate the First Amendment. The judge disagreed. He ruled the League of Women Voters did not have legal standing and submitted no evidence to back up the claim. The League of Women Voters says the ruling could curtail its ability to engage with and educate voters. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. And Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Hey, I sure do. And this is brought to you by ExpressPros.com. Express Employment Professionals has put more than 10 million people to work in the last 40 years in all types of industries. Find your next job at ExpressPros.com. Now, good news is two accidents. I mean, that's not good news. The good news is they've been cleared off to the side. So I-10 eastbound, there was an accident near the Carr City entrance, but that has been moved off to the side. And Santa Rosa Drive at Fairpoint and College Parkway on Highway 98 showing an accident, but that's been moved off to the side, too. Taking a look around, the General Chappie James, that is the 3-mile bridge, that's running clear. The rest of 98, actually all of 98 running clear, too. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms as we go into the afternoon. 70% chance of rain overall with a high near 94. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. Typical pattern continues on Friday with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high near 92. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Saturday, partly cloudy skies in the morning with a 60% chance of rain in the afternoon, high near 93. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 83 in Pensacola. It is 84 in Gulf Breeze, 81 in Milton. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Football season is fast approaching, and football fans are some of the most loyal fans you can find. We have all the games that the football fanatics will be hearing this season. Put your business in front of all of these consumers. Support the teams and fans like the Florida State Seminoles, UWF Argo football team, the Friday night tradition of high school football, as well as the top NCAA and NFL football games all season long. Jump into the season and make your business score with our very affordable packages. Call us today at 850-262-6000.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Your money now this morning. It is 8:38. The market opening up today. The Dow up 109.77 at 34,457.20. At 34,447.81. The S&P 500 up 24.60 at 44,96.76. And the NASDAQ up 127.39 at 14,46.96. Our 10-year bond rate today is down at 3.8%. Our gold prices are up 230 today at 1,964, and silver prices are at 24.73. Mortgage rates at their highest since November. The Mortgage Bankers Association says average rates for a 30-year fixed mortgage were over 7% last week, up from 6.85 the week before. Twitter being hit with a lawsuit from ex-employees that say they didn't get severance pay. Those suing the social media giant are part of terminations that happened after Elon Musk's takeover of the company last year. The former workers want $500 million in damages and for Twitter to abide by all the terms in their severance plan. The Federal Trade Commission appealing a court decision to allow Microsoft to acquire video gaming giant Activision Blizzard. The FTC filed a notice of appeal on Wednesday with the U.S. District Court in San Francisco. That followed a federal judge this week denying the FTC's request for an injunction to put a temporary hold on the merger. It's 8:39, your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Ugh. Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Oh, no. I've got a good one for you today. It's pretty simple, pretty easy.
Okay.
Make sure David stays around for this one this time. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. We've got Kate from ESPN Pensacola here joining us as well.
And I've got here's David here.
Finally, we got David too. All right. I'm throwing the question out here. It's National French Fry Day, so we've got to make it simple. What's the best French fries? Which is the best fast food French fries out there?
Okay.
And so while you're thinking of that, here's a couple stories to let you know about. An EPA report shows the nation's beaches. Half of the U.S. beaches are contaminated with fecal matter. Half of them.
That's the story you're going into with French fries. Okay.
Not yet. No.
Oh.
And then norovirus is on the rise again on cruise ships. According to CDC, there's been 13 outbreaks of norovirus on cruise ships. The best defense is to wash your hands. And now we'll go into National French Fry Day.
Oh.
Simple as that. All right. So National French Fry Day, what is the best fries? Well, simple enough. Here's the best fries in order. Wendy's, Taco Bell's nacho fries, Dairy Queen, and KFC.
KFC okay, has so now, fries?
Who? KFC?
Yeah. How do I not know this?
They're deep fried in their, like,
I bet.
What they fry their wings in. So they're, they're good. All right, so those are the best fries. Wendy's, Taco Bell, Dairy Queen, and KFC. Now you can go ahead and text in why you're wrong.
437-1620. David?
Yeah. All right, Candy, what do you think?
Me?
No, let's go to David first. You're right. So that David can go off and do his newsy thing.
Well, I got to say.
Newsy thing.
I love the new Wendy's fries. I love them. They're great.
The new ones.
Yeah, with the skins and the sea salt, they are delicious.
Well, see, they changed them again. See, they changed them like 15 years ago. The ones before that were still my favorite. 15 years ago, they changed them, and I didn't like them. But they changed them again last year, and the new tweak was a little bit more like it was they used to be. They actually use a little bit less salt. Yes, that's why I have Wendy's still at the top. They're the best dip in ketchup, too. And, yeah.
And all Frosties. Right.
I like to hear this. Yeah, that's a good one. Let's go to Kate from ESPN Pensacola. Kate, best French fries.
It's fast food only, right?
Yeah, right now we'll do fast food only.
Okay. Well, I actually don't eat a lot of French fries. I know it's a weird thing, but.
Oh yeah, if you could see Kate, you'd go, oh, okay.
No.
I eat all our fries.
They have to be covered in stuff. So this is why I like this fry, the McDonald's French fry. It's greasy, it's crispy, it's salty, and it's delicious. And that's my favorite fast food fry.
Hey. CJ's Diner downtown. But if we're going fast food, McDonald's. I'm with you, Kate. Absolutely, 100%.
Or a Rally's fry.
Rally's
slash Checkers, whatever.
Checkers, Rally's.
Yeah.
The Checkers all closed around
I think
here,
all the Checkers are closed. You're right. I haven't been to one in a long time. And then.
Yeah.
That's why they shut down. The because I find it. They're like, Candy, we need you.
Yeah. And you can get them loaded at Rally's.
Not
Let me
now.
Go back to the McDonald's thing here, though.
Okay.
I know McDonald's is classic, and like everybody likes the McDonald's thing, but they're like not even real fries. They don't decompose. They don't.
That's probably you know why I like them. Out.
They just
shut up.
And aren't they? They're a little bit styrofoamy.
They have them two good ways. You can either get one really extra crispy McDonald's fry, or the long and kind of soggy. I like both of them.
They're amazing, and they have these special. I just watched this weird. We watch dumb stuff at home anyway, but this special, like on these potatoes. There's a special brand of like russet potatoes that only McDonald's does. They're hard to grow, and they grow super long, so they can make these big long fries. I know.
It's a real potato.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
It is a real potato. Yeah, but they're
potato.
So delicious.
It's just McDonald's owns that breed or whatever. That's pretty cool. All right, so reading through the text here, Zaxby's, absolutely awesome second place. Arby's and not the curly fries, the crinkle fries. Oh,
those are
Arby's
great.
Curly fries. Arby's curly fries is good. Yeah. Got a text here says, my kids say Dairy Queen fries. I say Arby's curly fries.
Oh, all those right. are good.
Then Wendy's are the best.
Wendy's are good.
Checkers, yeah. Then Fresh McDonald's. See, I think the Fresh McDonald's is what makes the difference. That's kind of what sure. I was saying. Like, you get McDonald's and they get too cold, forget about it.
That it's makes not, sense. I agree with that.
That.
Kate, you text, shut up. Five, just kidding.
Yeah, McDonald's are the best. Another one, Five Guys.
Oh, Five Guys, yeah.
Yeah, and we were talking about that yesterday because Five Guys are real potatoes. Mm-hmm. They're just a little greasy, but man, they're good. KFC potato wedges. And then Boardwalk French fries with malt vinegar and lemon pepper. And we're starting to get some people texting in just best fries, not just best fast food. I've had George's truffle fries come on here. Now we've got the Boardwalk French fries with malt vinegar and lemon pepper.
Sounds awesome.
I don't know about like best fry. Like best fry, you can have like
the brown bag
loaded fries that are like with like sour cream and you got the whole thing that. I mean, you could do fries up if you want to.
Hey, have you ever been to Tops on Cervantes?
Oh, yeah.
Etherville?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, they have great fries, too.
But I don't think I've had their fries.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm telling you, one time when we are just both not working, you know what we need to do is like a fast food trip. I know earlier I said we should all do a cruise.
You suggested a cruise.
I know.
So maybe it'll be a fast food cruise.
Totally. And by the way, if you're trying McDonald's fries, the next time you get them, get a side of Mac sauce. They are the best thing in the world to dip it in.
Yes.
It is.
Well, a big thing out west, they don't have it as much out here, is fry sauce. Places out west, you go to fast food places sauce, and they just sell fry sauce.
I've never heard of fry sauce.
It's like ketchup, I guess it's mayonnaise, and pickle juice, like mixed.
Oh, so like Mac sauce.
In-N-Out Burger
it's like a Mac sauce.
Has their burger spread, but you can dip your fries in it. They have good French fries.
Yes.
Oh, is that California In-N-Out. Place?
I think In-N-Out's okay. I think it's overrated.
I've never tried it.
The best thing you'll ever have.
So I hear there's an animalized way of getting your stuff and whatever.
Yes, animal style, yeah.
The dreams.
Give us a traffic update real quick.
I guess. As we take a look at, just kidding, it's brought to you by Gulf Breeze News, your community newspaper, and we heard from Lisa Newell a little bit earlier, and she'll see you in the breeze. Lots of stuff happening, but not on the roads. It looks like everything is clear. We mentioned the 3 Mile Bridge. That is the General Chaffee James Bridge. They went just fine. Accident a lot earlier that's certainly been cleared off, but Cervantes not showing any issues now. Same with Garden, Navy, Mobile Highway, all good to go. And if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, I got a text. This is Whacked Out Wiener has the best fries.
Oh, I didn't know they had fries.
I didn't know they
Moose
had fries
loves that place. Yeah, they're over by the fairgrounds, I think. Whacked Out Wiener.
I think they got a couple places.
Yeah, I think you're, right.
Milton too, right?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
All right.
Also, Philly's. Has anybody tried Philly's? Oh my gosh.
Yes, I have tried Philly's.
Best they are pretty subs good. In the world, but they have fries and you can get them with cheese and I'm just saying.
Maybe we could do a French fry competition.
That's true. We should just drive around and eat fries, Kate.
You know what would be neat is to do? We should do something like this.
Cruise.
A French fry bracket where us and the listeners actually have to go try the things.
Let's do it.
Like a March Madness style
I'm all
French
for
fry
this.
Bracket. So I'll put that together. Emmy nominees came out yesterday. And looking at the recommendations, I realized... I'm not into dramas. Outstanding drama series, Yellow Jackets, The White Lotus, Succession, The Last of Us, House of Dragon, The Crown, Better Call Saul, and Andor.
Ooh, Better
Call
Saul.
The only one I've seen of those is Andor.
I don't know what Andor is. Oh, that's that.
It's
Avatar
a Star
thingy.
Wars related.
Oh, it's Star Wars thingy.
Related thing. Yeah.
Something.
Star Wars related.
I've
thing.
Only seen.
Outstanding comedy series, Abbott Elementary, which is on ABC, Barry, The Bear, Jury Duty, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Only Murders in the Building, Ted Lasso, and Wednesday. And I've seen nearly all of those.
Okay.
Like complete seasons. So I'm obviously into comedies, not the drama series.
I think Kate's with you on that. She's seen House of Dragon.
On the drama.
House of Dragon?
Yes.
The, yeah, the drama. But have you seen the comedies?
Oh, yeah. I've seen Ted Lasso. I don't really watch a lot of TV. I've got to watch all the sports. Keep up with
Or them. Eat fries.
I know. Or eat fries.
Or eat fries. Fries and sports. All right, we're going to get a quick break. Come back with a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Peatmore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Peatmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peatmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
If you have employees and you've ever wondered whether they're getting the very best service that you can give them from an HR perspective, you know, like dealing with payroll or providing benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, and disability, this is why you want to call Torgerson Causey, because they'll come in and they'll kind of look at what your business is doing and they'll find out, look, can we do it better? Can we do it cheaper? Can we do it in a way that gives you more confidence? Or maybe, you know, they look at it and they say, we can't do it any better than you're already doing it. But that way you know. And I'll tell you from personal experience, okay? About 6 years ago, we started working with them here at Cat Country and News Radio, and I have been blown away. I mean, you wouldn't normally say that about an HR company, but honestly, they have been fantastic. They gave us options in our medical coverage, which we didn't have before. They've always been available to answer questions and answer them in a detailed way, which is not true of everybody. So really, it was a step up in customer service for us. I've been impressed. More than 20 years in business, estimates are always free. No obligation for them to look at what you're doing, of course. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola Morning News. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew this week. He'll be back on Tuesday. It's 83 degrees here in the Pensacola area. That'll probably be the high today. It's going to just stay around that temperature, and then we'll have some thunderstorms here coming up a little bit later. Looking at the threat net radar, we're already getting some pop-up storms coming up, and Mobile's getting stormed on right now, and Baldwin County's going to be here pretty soon, and it'll be heading over towards us. So we just had our second listener advisory board for the second, or I guess the second quarter listener advisory board survey done. And one of the questions was, if you vote Republican and the election were held today, who would you vote for out of these announced candidates? It's coming in numero uno out of News Radio's listeners. 61% said Ron DeSantis. The second most was Donald Trump. 13% would vote for Donald Trump. Then the third most votes was none. 7.3%. That kind of surprised me.
Was that just Republicans or just everybody?
This is if you vote Republican.
Oh, if you vote Republican, I see. Yeah. So no Chris Christie, huh?
Yeah. And so coming in next after that was Tim Scott, then Nikki Haley,
right.
Vivek Ramaswamy, and then Mike Pence, and then with one vote was Chris Christie. That's it. So out of the this is news radio listeners. So out of news radio listeners, 61% are like Ron DeSantis, which is not what we're seeing in Iowa. That's not what we're seeing nationwide. The Trump has more like the 60% type of support. So there's a I thought that was a little bit interesting. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. This is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. It's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. Avalon Boulevard clear through Garson Point Bridge in Milton. Traffic on I-10 East and westbound traveling at posted speeds as well. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Oh, nope. We don't have a David break.
Dadgummit, David.
I'm sorry.
Well,
he can burn.
Fine.
I'm just kidding.
Forget about it. It was good.
Oh, hold on. He's here. He does not want to burn.
Hold on. He doesn't want to burn.
Sorry.
I can burn? No. What in the world?
I'm just kidding. To be fair, I didn't think you were listening, so.
That's a pretty safe assumption most of the time, honestly.
Hey, do you have any fun news for us?
Well, fun news? No. Elon Musk, though, announcing a new AI company. What do you think about that?
I think that's fun. A new AI company?
Yeah, XAI is the name. And
great, just when he's pissed off at everybody. What
he
a
says
great
it's
going to
understand the true nature of the universe.
Yeah,
the true nature. This could be how you get Terminators. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be.
Has nobody seen Elon that movie? Because this is how it starts.
What about your fun story about the snake that was captured earlier?
Oh, yeah, that was, let's see, hold on, it's all the way down here. Snake hunters in Florida have captured the largest Burmese python ever to be measured, 19 feet. 19 feet long. It was caught at the Big Cypress National Preserve. It's now being studied at the Conservancy of Southwest Florida in Naples. The previous record was only a few inches shorter, 18 feet and 10 inches. But I saw a picture of this thing. They had it at the science lab or whatever on a table, and it was wrapped around. I mean, it was crazy. Thing is humongous.
What would you do if you saw a snake that big out in the wild? Like, you're just out, just walking around, all of a sudden a snake like that just goes across the road, or you're at the golf course and it just shows up at the golf course. What do you do?
I would ride it.
You'd ride it?
I'd get on top of it and go, take me to work, sir.
Like,
no, I wouldn't. No, I don't know. Snake, that's
you
just...
On Falco during on the Never Ending Story?
I'll be like Ozzy.
Yeah. Or like Ozzy, okay.
Hey, thanks, David. So,
yeah. That's, you can't burn. That's pretty big. The fact that it can get that large just shows you how thriving the Everglades area is for these snakes. That they can go that long without getting eaten by anything else.
That's true. What a snake.
All right. It's Pesco Morning Dish.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Your
thanks, Ben.
For Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 is News.